This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Into the 9 o'clock hour on this President's Day Monday. Sam Crenshaw, Jason Longshore. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And good morning to the folks in Woodstock. We do a little Cherokee County.
Is it a manic Monday in Woodstock?
We don't know. Have to call somebody and see.
Well, we could probably find out about that. You know who wrote that song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Just making sure.
You wouldn't think, well, when you listen to it now, and you say, yeah, I can see
you can,
it.
You can get the elements of it. They definitely like took it a little bit different direction, the Bengals. But, yeah, Prince, unbelievable.
Yeah, how about that? How about it? His influence is like all of, was in so many different places that we didn't know, right?
Like I said, one of my favorite moments from the SNL 50 show last night was the cover, Miley Cyrus and Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes doing Nothing Compares to You. And they did it in the very, like, Prince style.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the things that came out from the vault a couple years after he passed was the original take of it that was real funky. Like there was a version that he had put out. It came out before the Sinead O'Connor iconic cover,
right.
But it was the kind of funky mid 80s version of it. And that's the way they took it last night. It was really good.
Fantastic stuff. All right, folks, we're into the 9 o'clock hour, and we're into what would now be the steakhouse. We're going to hear until 10 a.m. So glad you're hanging out with us. We talked some with Eric Jackson from Sportico just about, you know, the valuations and the business side of sports, some of the strategic moves being made by our franchises here. And we ended up really talking a lot about it, Atlanta United. And it is opening week for the MLS season. Here in Atlanta, and we're excited because of the way last season ended, and actually it was, you know, such a rush at the end because the team had to get wins. They won matches that they had to win in order just to get into the playoffs. There was so much excitement, and as I told you yesterday, it made us believe again. And so, where do we go as we start this season this week? Do we pick up from that point?
I'm definitely a little excited about getting back into the regular flow of my calendar with Atlanta United starting. I had a game on Saturday, a 3-half game, which I'm still trying to figure out the math on all of that. 135 minutes. We'll hear a couple highlights from that as we get you ready for Atlanta United this season. But just to kind of put a cap on the business side of it, it's crazy when you think back to 2014 when the club was announced.
Yes.
And it came out that Arthur Blank had, you know, cut the check to bring Major League Soccer to Atlanta. The club now is worth right at $1 billion, according to Sportico. He paid $75 million for it in 2014.
Wow.
And there were people who said, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy money. What are you doing? And so many people nationally We're doing that thing where they downplay Atlanta and downplay soccer, and it's like, that's never going to work. They don't like soccer in Atlanta. That's going to be a big-time failure for the league.
And the fact that part of your schedule is in the heart of football season.
Doesn't matter. Everybody in 2017 was just, you can't play on a Saturday afternoon in Atlanta during college football. First time they did, when they had Mercedes-Benz Stadium opened, 70,000 people.
Yeah, like, yeah.
There's enough to go around.
It's true.
You don't have 50,000 sports fans in Atlanta. You have a whole lot more than that. Some of them love their college football, and they're going to do that first. Some of them love their soccer, and they're going to do that first. Some, it depends on the game. You know, if it's a huge game over in Athens or it's a huge game at Bobby Dodd, it's going to be a big crowd there. And maybe that hurts your Atlanta United crowd just a little bit. Sometimes if it's Atlanta United hosting Lionel Messi in Miami or a big game with L.A., then people are going to say, you know what, I'll go to the next Georgia game. I'll go to the next Georgia Tech game. That's sports.
Right.
You have to put out a compelling product.
Right.
And that's where Atlanta United is right now, is you look at what they did after last season, where you needed to upgrade the roster. They did. You needed to create some excitement, some buzz. You did. And Miguel Almirón checks both of those boxes. It's an upgrade on the roster, and he creates that buzz, bringing him back home. You add a guy like Latte Lat up top, and this is a team that they're a title contender. They are a title contender in 2025 in Major League Soccer. It's, in my opinion, it's Atlanta, it's Miami, and it's Seattle as the three teams that I look at as the most likely to lift the trophy at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's fantastic news. Is what we're hoping to, is what we're hoping for, to return to that and be that contender. We thought that might happen last season, just inconsistencies throughout the season. I know we would talk to you sometime on weekend mornings, mm-hmm. on Saturday mornings, and we were all shaking our heads as to why they couldn't level things off and be consistent.
It was really weird in the first half of the season, and look, ultimately it cost Gonzalo Pineda his job. They didn't win enough games at home. They were dropping games at home that they should not have lost. They were doing everything but scoring goals at various points. Yorgos Yakimakis wanted to leave. He got his wish. And ultimately, you had to sacrifice and move on from players like him and Thiago Almada to get to where you are today. And it goes back to that business side of it.
Yeah.
You sell those players. You sell Caleb Wiley. You create cap space. You create an expanded salary cap, the way MLS's salary cap and roster structure works. And you're able to then go spend more. And they did. And this is a team that spent, just in transfer fees, over $30 million to go get Miguel Almirón, to go get Emmanuel Latelat. You get two very, very top players in this league to make this team better. And we got to see both of them in action on Saturday in the three-half game, the 135-minute marathon. Atlanta won it. And one player who I think stood out to me as benefiting from having some of these new faces is Saba Lobjanidze. Saba is a player who last year had to carry the team at times. This year, he's going to be able to be the second guy, the third guy, the fourth guy. That's going to free up a lot of opportunities for him. I think he could thrive, and it's kind of weird to toss a clip to myself, but since I was on play-by-play for this game,
right,
with Mike getting his last vacation in before the season starts, this is what I sounded like when Saba Lobjanidze scored the opening goal on Saturday.
Moranchuk slips it through to Miggy. Miggy with the switch. Hernandez brings it down at midfield. Here comes Atlanta down the left. Saba. Saba driving on Shaq Moore. Saba cuts it on the right foot. Can't get much on the shot. Abubakar blocks it. Hernandez inside the 18. Turning to his right. Back to Saba. Saba, curler. Golazo. Goal. 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 Saba Lobjanidze. Listen, all y'all, it's a sabotage.
Oh, you.
I had to steal Mike's
No,
line.
You didn't.
I borrowed it.
No, you didn't.
I borrowed it.
That, okay? that is Mike Conti's.
I borrowed it.
What?
The goal was that good. I had to borrow it. You couldn't just leave that hanging there. You had to take it. Mike will have it back for Saturday, hopefully, with a couple more goals from Saba in that one. He scored a second. Edwin Mosquera scored late. It was a really good performance. The question that I have going into Saturday is, we've seen now a couple of times in preseason Saba, Moranchuk, Almirón,
mm-hmm.
as an attacking trio. They haven't had Latte Lat with them yet. Latte Lat has his work visa. He'll be ready to go for Saturday. He played about 55 minutes or so on Saturday.
Okay.
Fitness is pretty good. He's coming off of, he's joining in mid-season essentially because of the way the European calendar is. He played the first half of the season with Middlesbrough, comes here. So he's fit. He had an injury in his last game there. Looks like he's fully recovered and back. The fact that he played 55 the week before the opener makes me feel like he can start on Saturday. It's just he hasn't had a lot of time training. He hasn't had any game time with that the rest of that quartet. And as much as, you know, we talk about headlines and getting people excited about this team, the attack is going to get people excited. I think they will need a little bit of time to gel. So don't panic. Don't overreact. It will be a work in progress with Latte Lat spearheading Saba, Miggy, and Moranchuk.
I think that's the thing people want to see is getting off to fast starts. We had some problems with that last season when we got the slow starts. And then second half, you're rallying, trying to come back. And some of those – and they would get, you know, they were getting get some goal attempts. They get some good shots on goal. They were just coming from behind. And I think you all know what it means to get off to a great start. But like you said, it's going to test your patience for everyone. We feel like once everyone has some time to really gel as a unit, get familiar with each other, because that's still what's happening for Latte Lat. That's still happening with him. Once we get that going, though, I think that's what we expect to see. And especially with Ronnie Dyla, what he has expected, what he has promised as his style of play.
Yeah, I think it's going to look different. And we'll get into it a little bit more in the next segment with Jarrett Smith, who knows Ronnie Dyla from his time at Celtic in Scotland and has had a chance to see this up close this season so far. He was with me for the preseason game on Saturday. It's going to look different than it did at the end of last season. I think when Rob Valentino took over as the interim manager, he did an amazing job. And he had to do it in a very different way, very kind of non-Atlanta United way to get results because the team didn't have as much firepower. They had to defend. They had to be more efficient, and they were. Early in the season, they were creating a ton of chances and not scoring goals. Later, they scored goals with fewer chances, but they had to defend first. And you saw it firsthand in that Miami series where you had to get some numbers behind the ball. That was just where the team was. They were an underdog kind of team at that stage. That's not the case now. This team is not going to play timidly. They're not going to put numbers behind the ball. They're going to want the ball in terms of possession. My hunch is you're probably looking at a team that will average somewhere between 52 to 56% of the ball. So a little bit more than the opponent, but not a crazy number. They're not going to keep the ball to keep it. They want the ball to create chances to get forward. This team's going to be a little more direct than maybe some previous Atlanta United teams have been. They're going to use that speed. Latte Lat, one of the fastest players in the league. Miguel Almiron, still on that list. Saba Lobjanidze, maybe not straight up fast, but just in terms of work rate, the guy never stops running.
Okay.
And Moranchuk has the left foot to be able to pick them out on those runs. So you add in Brooks Lennon, who likes to get forward from the right, Pedro Amador from the left. You got a ton of attacking talent. We'll get into it with Jarrett. I think ultimately that attacking talent's going to get the excitement. It's going to get people in the building. It's going to make the noise. What's going to define the team in terms of being successful is how well they defend. And that starts from the front, but they're going to have to defend at a very good level. Not perfect, but good to be a trophy-winning team.
Yeah, because I'm looking at right now, Ronald Hernandez and Derek Williams, guys are going to be playing that role big time. You're going to be calling on them to be a big part of that this coming season. Jarrett Smith is coming up next. He's waiting for us. We're going to get a chance to spend some time with him. Further out, deeper dive, as this is opening week for the MLS season, and we're getting you a preview and getting you all ready for it here on this Monday morning as we continue now in the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 929 The Game at 929thegame.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I like to see Sam's look when I throw a song that baffles him.
Oh yeah.
You don't know about The Darkness, Sam?
No.
They won a Brit Award on this day in like 2004. That's why this one got thrown in.
Whoa.
I think Jarrett Smith knows about The Darkness.
Does he?
Allegedly, possibly.
We'll find out because he's joining us now. Jarrett Smith joining us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Good morning. Welcome in.
I know plenty about The Darkness. That's right up my wheelhouse because I was in high school at that time. So that was a thing because that whole album is actually really good, Jason.
It is. I wish you could have seen the look on Sam's face when that hit, especially the falsetto.
The real trick is getting absolutely traumatized by the music video.
Yes, absolutely. That'll be one. I'll send you the link, Sam. You'll have to get up on the darkness for next time.
To do that. Jared, great to have you in. Man, you had that marathon duty along with Jason on Saturday. Thoughts about that and what you've seen from this team right now as we get set to start this season?
For me, a lot of it for Atlanta United is just incremental progress. It's what we do in preseason, man. It's you start with a baseline and you start trying to get better, a little bit better every time out. I think they have. A lot of it is going to be fitness. Certainly got fitness for a lot of guys with 135 minutes the other day. And not just 135 minutes, man. It was, and we talked about it on the broadcast, it was cold, it was windy, it was rainy, it was just, it was, but it was like that humid cold that gets into your bones. Like, that was one of those, if you guys can do it out here in this, you'll be fine. You can do it anywhere. The whole overall performance was good. It was against a good Dallas team who's going to give people fits with their attack and the way they pressure and that they play with an edge. And that's what I want out of preseason personally. I want teams that are going to come play with an edge. I don't want to like have a warm-up match with somebody where I drop 7 goals on a team that we're clearly better than. I want to get punched in the face a bit. You don't want anybody to get hurt, obviously, but I want to get punched in the face a little bit so that I'm getting ready for it because the season is going to be that.
One thing that as people get to know Ronnie Dyla and you followed him during his time at Celtic in Glasgow, fitness is such a huge element to, you know, him, not from an old school perspective of just running guys to run them, but very specifically, you've got to be fit to play in the way that he wants the team to play, right?
Yeah, it is. And it was a bit of a, you can find the articles on it from his time in Glasgow, because he came in after Neil Lennon, who was more of that old school Scottish manager of, wasn't as keyed into what they do with the modern game. And it was more of a, we're going to change the way you eat. We're going to change the way you train. We're going to change what we do. And yeah, it ruffled some feathers at the time. But it's a different era now where I think that's more readily accepted by guys. And you're watching what guys are eating in the training center. They have the full kitchen, they have a full cafeteria there. They've got the training ground. But you've got to be in shape to do it, because as we've seen them, you're going to be moving around a lot. You're going to be pressing. You're going to be counter-pressing. You're going to get out on the break at times. You have to be willing to give everything you have for 90 minutes at full speed. Everything they did that we've seen this preseason, Jason, it's with intent and it's at pace and is at full speed. And there is the throttle kind of stays glued to the floor a bit.
Spend the time on the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Jared Smith. He is social. You can find him at Jared_Smith. Keeping an eye on Atlanta United as we get set for the season opener coming up this Saturday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And you can hear it. Pre-game is at 6:30. The kick at 7:30. You can hear it all here, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we talked about the coach. We talked about his philosophy and how the team is going to be able to better embody his philosophy there on the field. Talk about some players who will remain with this team. Let's start, first of all, and go with Brad Guzan. When the season started last year, we wondered if he was going to be replaced because there was a replacement kind of brought in for him. But he rose and had one of his best seasons. Can he match that or top that?
If he can match it, that'd be awesome. The thing is that time is undefeated. Father Time has yet to lose a battle. Eventually wins out with attrition. But I think Brad could match it again. I think the big thing was, if you remember, he blew out his Achilles in 22.
Right.
He came back in 20. He came back quick going into 23. Go look at the data when he did his Achilles and when he was back on the field. It was faster than a 37, 38-year-old guy had any right to recover. But then he also got banged up in 23. You know, you had a couple of issues where he got hit in goal by opposing players who were just being reckless at the time. And, you know, those injuries added up, man. Like, you're coming back from an Achilles injury. You keep getting knocked around a bit. In 23, the defense wasn't great. So when he was facing shots, he was like facing point blank shots with very little chance. But in 24, I think especially as that season went on last year, you stabilized things a bit. You stabilized the front line or the back line in front of him. You stabilized kind of the attitude of the team as everything went along, and he showed you why he was a national team goalkeeper. And but goalkeepers can last longer. I think he could match it again. And, yeah, it's great having Josh Cohen here be
kind of somebody to push him and somebody that they can both work off of with each other. And then Jaden Hibbert, who was the draft pick last year, being in there, and Hibbert's still raw, but Hibbert's ceiling is darn near limitless. And all three of them together being able to push each other, being able to teach each other, look, that's how we're going to get the best out of guys, not just there, but everywhere on the field, is every week's going to be a Thunderdome. Who wants minutes? Go earn them.
You mentioned the depth, the goalkeeper. I keep coming back to defensively. I think that's how this team's going to be defined in 2025. If they're good enough defensively, they can lift trophies. If they're not, they're going to have to win a lot of 4-3 and 5-4 games, because, and as we see in the postseason, that just isn't a route to success. In preseason, we've had to see a lot of that depth on the back line because of injuries. We haven't seen Brooks Lennon yet in preseason. Pedro Amador has been battling injuries in preseason, might not be available for the opener. We'll have to wait and get updates this week. Deion Gregerson is back, but he's getting his full fitness back up. Derek Williams missed time in preseason. What about the back line and the depth there, and what ends up becoming the group in your mind and on the back four?
If Deion Gregerson can go this week, you know, you'd love to see him be able to give you 70 minutes, you know, depending on how his fitness is going to be as he's coming back. And it's Gregerson's had this little knock since he's been here, but you know he can give you. He is a physical freak of nature because he's ever been a 6'4", 6'5", and runs like a deer, can jump like crazy, physically strong, can kind of be that jerk on the field at times as well when you need it. You saw in the Red Bulls game last year in the bends at the end of the season, kind of baiting somebody into a red card. And he's got a little bit of that edge to him. But you know, having him, having Derek Williams, who is the veteran who came in here and I think surpassed expectations last season, if they're able to go, great. But you still have Luis Abraham, who was a Peruvian international, who was really good Saturday and has shown you before that he can step in and do the job. You have Noah Cobb, who's homegrown, who, again, Noah Cobb, I would like to line them all up because Noah Cobb is either the fastest or probably one of the top three fastest people on that team, though he does not look it. He has the potential to be a U.S. international in the future. You've got that center back depth that I think if you need to take it easy with somebody like Gregerson, you have the bodies that can handle that. And on the outside, I was really impressed with Matt Edwards. You know, we said Saturday Matt Edwards needed to show something, and Matt Edwards did, playing it right back. He'd captained Atlanta United too. He'd been at college, came back on a homegrown deal. He's handled that situation that was thrown at him really well while you're waiting for Brooks Lennon to get healthy. And then, you know, Ronald Hernandez can play either outside back position. And I think every team needs someone like Ronald Hernandez, who, if you cut him open, he's going to bleed red and black. He's going to die for the shirt that he's wearing. You're not always going to need him for every game, but having a guy like that is vital. And Dominique Tronquay, 17-year-old, who is on a homegrown deal next year, has been featuring a lot. And what Ronnie Dial has talked about it, your age doesn't really matter. If you're going to go out there and produce, they're going to find a place for you. I don't know how many games he would see with the first team, because I know the numbers are limited because of the structure of his deal, but the potential for that kid is insane.
Yep. Jerry, got a couple of minutes here before we have to wrap things up, but you mentioned Noah Cobb, and it reminds me of Caleb Wiley and just our homegrowns. The one thing I really love about MLS, and especially Atlanta United, is that homegrowns get a chance to grow and get a chance to be a part of this. Thoughts about what we can expect from the ones that are on our roster as we start this season?
So Noah Cobb will be there. Efren Morales, who's a Bolivian international, is another center back who actually started out as a defensive midfielder. And he's a tall drink of water. He's about 6'3", and he's got an edge to him. He's just got to learn to kind of balance it a little bit more. Those are two guys who, and you saw Morales get thrown into the fire last season in the middle of the year. I don't know how much they'll factor in this year because you have bodies in front of them, but you know, there's a lot of games. Anything could happen, but they've done good work when they've been called upon. Luke Brennan has been featuring more in preseason. Who's a homegrown, just played as a winger for most of the time. He played as a 10 Saturday, which was just hilarious to watch just because he's never met a one-on-one he does not want to take on. He will talk a lot of smack. He'll just try and outrun you and to try and dribble you. It's his finish. His end product is the last thing he has to really work on. But I'm sure he'll factor into some of that. And Dominic Tranquille is prodigy left back. You've got left back you going back to George Bello, going to Caleb Wiley, and now Tranquille at 17 years old is wise beyond his years. He's physically built to play this game at a professional level. And this is part of the work of the academy. And the academy started before you ever stepped foot on the field of the first team. And it takes a while. And you're going to have lulls and you're going to have highs and lows with academy production, where guys come through and they exceed expectations. Sometimes they meet them. Sometimes they don't become what you expected them to become. But you keep producing this academy. And Sam, it's like we talk about with college recruiting, with college football, you're always recruiting, because the second you let up, there's going to be a lull, and it might not hit you right now, but it could hit you 2 years down the road, and you don't want it.
Yeah. This is great stuff. Great stuff. Fantastic stuff, Jared. Great to hear from you. Great to catch up with you. Look forward to seeing you over at the Benz as things get started this week, man. Always great to have you on. Let's don't be a stranger.
That sounds good, man. We'll see you around.
All right.
Thanks, Jared.
Jared Smith from Soccer down here. All right, folks, we're going to take you up to the top of the hour. Rob Tribble. Yes, folks. The Rob Tribble.
Get the seatbelts ready.
You better get them ready, man. He's coming in the top of the hour. He is up next. We got one more segment to go before we turn it over to him. You stay with us here on this Monday morning, this President's Day holiday Monday morning here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. On this President's Day Monday, whatever you do on this day, if you're off this day, if you're relaxing, if you got the time off, or if you're going into the President's Day sales, and, you know, as we talked this morning, you know, Jared and I have been, you know, so surprised at some of the things that we're going to do as far as Jason is. Let's see, Jared.
Jared might be going to some sales.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He may be. But Jason and I talked about some of the things that are on for sale, and we're surprised at some of the items that are on sale for President's Day. But I guess, you know, anything fits. We talk about house things or mattresses.
Yeah, it's weird to see some of the categories like mattresses and luggage. Luggage at least makes a little bit of sense, because you'll have spring break trips coming up. You'll have summer trips coming up. Okay, I get that one from a timing perspective. Some of the others, I don't know. But if you need stuff, you might want to check the sales.
Yeah. Retail, that's a big name for it. Everything from vacuum cleaners to electronics, sound bars. Anything you're looking for, they're running things out. This is a water bottle. This is a Stanley Ice Flow Flip Straw water bottle, 36 ounce.
Okay.
You know, that's pretty doable. That sounds pretty good. And what's the price on this thing? $35. I don't know. But I mean, that's just it. So wherever you are, if you want to shop,
I mean, that thing's a hot commodity, Sam. So yeah, you putting people on them Stanley cups are a hot commodity.
Yeah. So that's an item. Those are the kind of things that are out there. You know, headphones, Bose headphones, which are really nice, Bluetooth, ultra Bluetooth headphones, whatever you like, and Peloton. You like an exercise?
Yeah, there was a big Peloton sale.
Yeah, so that they're all kind of things. Dysons for the vacuum cleaner in your life. You need those type things. So that's all happening. My goodness, we come back and we talk about, I guess, college basketball. We'll pick things back up with that this week until the NBA teams get back, you know, on the court to play. The Hawks return to the court Thursday. They will be home against Orlando. And that's big because Orlando's right there with them in the division. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip. And let's see if this Hawks team can bottle up some of what they had before the break. Maybe some people who had some little aches and pains are feeling better and go out and let's finish up this regular season and see how far we can take it.
I'm really intrigued to see what the Hawks end up doing the rest of the season, obviously on the court. But also, look, you are a year away from Trae Young being able to have a player option.
Yeah.
You're in some variation of a rebuild at the moment. It's a really perilous kind of time. And look, I know there's people out there who have said it, and I've thoroughly disagreed with them and argued with some of them about, you know, you get rid of Trae Young. No. Trae Young is one of the most special players that we've ever seen in the game.
Yep.
Like, period. You know, if they don't recognize him to be an all-star initially, that's on them. you're talking about the records that he sets, the amount of assist slash points that he puts up. He's in categories with Oscar Robertson. He's in categories with Michael Jordan in terms of what he's doing. He's such a singular talent. You don't find them very often.
Nope.
And we know in the NBA, you got to have a star. You got to have at least one who can carry a team and elevate a team. He's that guy. You don't let him walk willingly.
No,
so now you're in, I think, the rest of the season, leading into the summer, you're in this really weird dance where you've got to show him, hey, we're going to give you a chance to win. He's a competitive guy. He wants to win. He wants to lift a trophy. We're going to give you that chance here. You got to convince him of it, because if you don't and you can't get an extension done, he can opt out after next season and walk on a free.
Yep.
No, nothing for him, and you've wasted that time with him here.
Yep.
And it would be a waste. Like, I could just thoroughly disagree with people who think that you should move on, because you're not going to guarantee that you get anybody who can impact a game the way that he has.
And not just impact that, but impact your fan base, you know, energize your fans. You know, it's one of those special players. And the Hawks have longed for that type of player that draws that kind of attention. You see kids dragging their parents down to State Farm Arena to see him. Mm-hmm. So you want to make the most of having a player of that magnitude on this team.
You got to convince him to stay.
You do. But I think, you know, right now he seems to be gelling with the new pieces that have come on with this team. We have to remember that Jalen Johnson is out. A healthy Jalen Johnson returns next season. Zachary Richey, what he's doing and continuing to grow. I seem like we're going to have a pretty good group around, but what you always want to is to make this a destination that someone else sees what's happening here and gets to their agent and say, get me to Atlanta. I want to be a part of what's going on. Noel, what you think?
Well, that's why I love seeing him drop 4 dimes off the bench last night, because, I mean 5 dimes, I think. You shoot whatever. Yeah, we all know you can shoot. But the thing that's going to get free agents here is his fit with them and them understanding that you will get the ball. If you cut and make yourself available, I will find you. I don't necessarily have to slash the lane and put up the floater or take the 30-footer. I do that to try to create shots for y'all, to try to create offense for y'all. And I want to create offense for another superstar. So come on down here, Kevin Durant. I'm not giving up on that.
You're in a cool spot with Trey. I mean, in terms of he's, what, 8-9 years into his career?
Yep.
He's been around the block. He's had success. He's had huge moments. Put him in Madison Square Garden, and he has a huge moment every single time.
Every time.
Knicks fans hate him. I love it. You have that. So he's mature now, I think, and I think he's really embraced the idea and maybe getting a little bit younger team around him and let him be the big brother in that group. Give him, and again, I know people get weird about this stuff, but give him that ability to help get this group together, put this team together, because I think he can take another step forward in terms of making everybody around him better. I mean, he's got 11.5 assists per game this year. He's making people around him better. Like, you can stop that argument. He's not a ball hog. He's doing those things. Defensively, he's not great. He's better than he was. You're not asking him to be great there, especially with Dyson Daniels.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
You're in a spot where I think you've got to get him to buy in. This is your team. We're not trying to do a big three, big four. Like, those days are gone. I don't think that works in the NBA anymore.
Right.
You need one. And you need a couple of really good guys around that player that buy in. Got to find those guys right now for him. Otherwise, you might be absolutely back to square one at the end of next season.
We definitely don't want to see that happen. Noel, what you thinking over there?
And Jason is absolutely right. And I would much rather see the Hawks go down swinging and trying to convince him to stay than to just pull the plug and make that trade. But you also have to understand where you are in that relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's not going to happen, and it's kind of clear it's not going to happen, then you have to pull that trigger.
Then you got to do it this summer.
The only thing worse than trading Trae Young is watching him walk in free agency.
Yeah.
That's the absolute only worst thing than seeing him leave and getting absolutely nothing. But I'm going to read y'all something I saw on Twitter the other day.
What was that?
wasn't that surprising to me because, you know, we actually watch Hawks games, not look at box scores. But there was a defensive stat that said the fewest points per possession given up to the role man on pick and rolls this season, minimum 30 total pick and roll possessions. Trae Young is third on this list. It's Bobby Portis. It's Victor Wembanyama. I mean, because, yeah, it should be. Yeah. And then it's Trae Young. Luka Doncic is also nowhere on this list. Mm-hmm. And that's not to necessarily compare the two or put the two against each other, but it's to say how even with the improvement, the same narrative stays here, and this is not even a conversation with Luka, who's 8 inches taller and frankly should just be better just off sheer effort.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's interesting. So I say all that to say he's held up his end of the bargain.
I agree.
Now Landry got to do his. Landry got to hold up his end of the bargain.
I'm glad you mentioned the decision that you're going to have to make because that factors into it too. And you've got really like three different routes here that can play out. And if you don't think that you can get him to re-sign, you either need to re-sign him this summer or you need to be in a strong enough position to know he's not going to opt out. We're going to be able to sign an extension sometime during next season or after next season. If you feel like that ain't happening, you got to move him this summer.
Yep.
You can't risk him walking at the end of that season and leaving you holding the bag. Yeah. You've got to then get something for him. So right now, the rest of this season, and we'll talk about playoff positioning along the way and where they fall and trying to avoid the play-in and all of those things, but it's also an extended dance to get him to want to stay and be part of this franchise for the foreseeable future because there's places he could go and maybe put himself closer to winning a trophy. You got to convince him that you're going to give him the pieces to do that here.
Absolutely. Coming back from the All-Star break, Hawks are at home quite a bit. Remember, since back around the holidays, the majority of their games have been on the road. They don't have to go out west anymore. They've done both of their west road trips. They're going to be staying in this part of the country, and they're going to be home starting Thursday night with Orlando. Also home on Sunday against Detroit. And I think what says Monday against Miami as well. Then they go to Miami next Wednesday. So they got a series of home games to start back from the break. So you have that happening in town if you want to get out and see some sports fans.
You got a big weekend. You can just post up down there. Absolutely. With Atlanta United on Saturday, Hawks Sunday, on Saturday, Monday.
And then Sunday, of course, you get trip down to Atlanta Motor Speedway, Ambetter Health 400 NASCAR with their second stop. William Byron was your winner last night of the rain-delayed Daytona 500. He's a back-to-back winner at Daytona. But now the stock cars head this way for the second stop. And they'll get to do similar type racing. There'll be some drafting. Not as long of a track as you have for Daytona or for Talladega, but the racing will be just as much exciting. Hope we have good weather for it next weekend, and I'm sure everybody down at Atlanta Motor Speedway looking forward to people to come down and enjoying the racing weekend, the Xfinity and Truck Series races on Saturday, Cup Series race on Sunday, start time at 3 o'clock. Lots of entertainment, pre-race concerts, and a lot of opportunities for people just to have a good time. That's coming up next weekend down at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And we'll check in with that. Have Adam Alexander next week to join us as well. Noel, what you got over there?
Saturday, correct?
Saturday, the Xfinity Series and Truck Series race. Sunday, we got the Cup Series race.
All right, and our own Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson will be down there on Saturday. So 9 to 9 the game will be on site.
Well, they're Friday. They're broadcasting there Friday morning.
Ah, it's right,
the morning shift is going to be broadcasting.
They're just going to stay down on the south side.
The morning shift.
Yeah, morning shift will be there Friday morning from Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Hey, look, I grew up on the south side, so this is a big event for the south side of town.
Thankfully, they got so many different ways to get into the track now.
It used to be
the conga line on Tara Boulevard.
That was 1941 heading south through Clayton County.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I've been in that a few times, man. But now there's so many different ways to get into the freeway as the traffic is not like it used to be.
It's better. we parked cars at the race when I played soccer in high school. That was one of our big fundraisers. It's a big event in that part. I mean, how many people will be down there this weekend, you think?
Oh, they're close to 100,000 people down there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, throughout the 3 days for sure. Oh,
absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And it's just so much to do and see. Obviously, you like the cars and the drivers, but they've made it a full big fan experience. They really have really put some time and invested in it. They want people to come down and enjoy it. And really a really versatile facility. There's a lot more that goes on in between times with races down at Atlanta Motor Speedway as well.
After a weekend where we all get to kind of catch our breath in sports in Atlanta and the Super Bowl done, this is the, all right, like Mike Conti did, get out of town for a weekend,
take
a break,
yep.
and then come back. And look, next week, you know, you got pitchers and catchers have reported.
So we got our first exhibition game. Our Braves play their first exhibition game next weekend.
A lot of Braves stuff to talk about. We're going to be talking a lot about the buildup to what happens with the Falcons in the offseason and free agency and all these different things. Atlanta United getting started. The Hawks in a playoff push. There's going to be plenty to
And if
discuss.
You follow high school stuff, you got high school soccer. The spring sports are kicking off.
That's underway.
High school basketball state tournament begins this week. The March to Macon begins this week. So there's a lot of sports going on.
So many different things to get into. And then you get the big special events like the race.
But nothing more special than what we got coming up next, man. We got Rob Tribble right in here.
The Rob Tribble experience.
He is here. Noel, can we crank this man up over here? We got it because he's brave like a wolf.
I'm brave. My brave. I'm too lethargic to be brave. I just want to take a nap.
Oh, you brave like a wolf, man. That's West Georgia. Come on now.
Why did David Dean retire from West Georgia? You know, I went to high school with him.
Really?
Yeah, he's a couple years ahead of me. Remember, he walked on at Georgia Tech. And I remember we were all excited. Like, I think it was fall of 84, Georgia Tech beat Alabama. That was their only win that year, and he got to play in that game. So,
yeah.
We know what happened there?
I don't know. I mean, you know, moved in. Well, maybe it
I don't
had
even know why that just popped into my head, but you said West Georgia. I mean, I thought about that.
Yeah. But it's something, I don't know, maybe it had to do with them moving up to the Division I level and becoming a Division I program. Did you ever think you would have West Georgia referred to as Division I?
I never thought they'd get their own stadium.
Yeah.
Remember they played at Carrollton High School Stadium. That was just kind of like, kind of embarrassing.
That's a huge high school stadium, though.
It is. I mean, they have great facilities.
It's very nice, right?
It's just kind of nice if you have a college football team to have your own stadium.
I remember talking with the person who did the feasibility study for that, and they said one thing they needed to do was to commit to have a stadium on campus, which Valdosta State will not do, and that's why they remain in
Division
II.
Why are they not doing it? Why are they still playing at Cleveland?
They're still there, and they're content to be D2.
But they should, because they could go into the A-Sun, too.
They could.
And how much, let me ask you this, Longshore. I've got a lot of friends that have season tickets for Atlanta United. How much did those ticket prices go up?
They went up a little bit. They definitely did.
I mean, I think a lot of them were giving the impression they were confronted with some sticker shock in a way.
Yeah, it's weird how it all worked out, because that came out before the additions to the roster. So, like, I've heard from people who opted out of tickets this time around, and then wanted to opt back in because of the signings that the team's made.
Oh, Miggy hadn't lost a step, has he, even at 30?
No, I mean, he's older, but where he's lost a step, he's gained brain power experience.
You start winning from the shoulders up.
100%. Yeah. He's looked good. He looked really good on Saturday in the preseason game.
Why is he no longer in Europe? Was it just kind of...
It's just the right time. You know, like Newcastle, I think it upgraded in that position. They'd gotten younger, so he was on the
bench. He had a good run over there, didn't he?
Yeah, really good run. 220-plus games in the Premier League.
Probably made some good loot, too.
Good money. And he came back
very
and he's going to make good money.
What's Atlanta United paying him? Is he getting $2-3 million?
He might be a little bit more than that, is what some of the rumors were. He would make more money here than any other club in the world because it's just the perfect spot for him.
I just love what they did. I feel like I'm hijacking you guys.
When we heard about him, we wondered, like, when's the last time you had an athlete who started here and came back?
Mike Lum for the Braves. he got traded to Cincinnati and he came back.
Y'all, you know, we just had one leave. Charlie Martin was one. Charlie Martin, who started with the Braves, came back to the Braves. I saw one last Hawks game I went to, Kevin Willis, who went away and came back and played.
Yeah. The T-Rex.
So, yeah, man.
Those short arms. 7 feet tall.
What you going to get into coming up next, man? You up next.
Well, I guess SNL 50, I heard you guys talking about that. Yeah. I mean, that's just nostalgia. But I'm feeling so old now, just seeing how everybody's aged.
I did, too.
I mean, it's like, wow, that's unbelievable. And, of course, All-Star Weekend hate.
Yeah.
Everybody, even the players didn't want to be there. It's just an embarrassment. That's all it is, you know. And the Kirk Cousins saga continues, right? And of course, little bit of Braves. How much of a difference can a new hitting coach make?
All right.
So I've got some things to do, and young little Garrett Chapman's going to help me out. So,
oh, man.
So it's going to be 4 hours of bliss, or it could be a Bataan Death March. It depends.
It's going to be great stuff, folks. You want to stay tuned. Rob Dribble's coming up. And a Garrett Chapman sighting. You don't want to miss this. Jason, great stuff. See you next weekend.
Yep.
Noel, exemplary work, other side of the glass. Thank you, ma'am. And thanks to all our guests, and thank you for being with us here on this President's Day Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.